I'm David Brancaccio in New York. President Trump is due at a factory in Austin, Texas, today where Apple assembles the Mac Pro, a line of pricey, high-powered desktop computers. While many parts for those machines are sourced in the U.S., most Apple production remains overseas. The Trump visit comes after Apple won exemptions in September from tariffs on some specific parts, Marketplace's Sabri Venishore reports.
Thousands of companies have applied to get out of tariffs on parts or products they bring in from China. Only around 31% of requests have been approved. Nicole Bivens-Collins is a lawyer with Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg, PA. She's represented clients driven out of business entirely by tariffs, but who have been rejected. And she says it's not clear why some companies win.
I feel like we're kind of in a black hole.
Where even light cannot escape, Apple seems to have found a way through. And that has a lot to do with CEO Tim Cook.
Cook's really become a pseudo ambassador in this U.S.-China trade battle.
Dan Ives is a managing director at Wedbush Securities. Tim Cook has cultivated an ongoing relationship with President Trump, despite policy differences, and it appears to have paid off. Ives says Apple still needs to get out from a new round of tariffs hitting December 15th, and the president's factory tour sets the stage for that to happen.
I think this is all part of a soap opera that ultimately seems like it might have a good ending for Apple.
If Apple doesn't get exemptions from these tariffs, Ives says it would be a gut punch to the company. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.